Test 68, Section 2, Question 24. This one's a flaw question, so we're looking for what's wrong. And it says, studies have found that human tears contain many of the same hormones that the human body produces in times of emotional stress. So tears have the same hormones that we find in the human body with stress. Hence, shedding tears removes significant quantities of these hormones from the body, so tears gets rid of some of them. Therefore, crying must have the effect of reducing emotional stress. So crying must reduce stress. Now, the conclusion is crying must reduce stress. The evidence is shedding tears removes significant quantities of these hormones from the body, and studies have found that human tears contain many of the same hormones that the human body produces in times of stress. Now, the thing that we're getting here that's problematic is that we just know that the tears remove quantities of these hormones, but we don't know that the hormones are causing the stress. In fact, it seems to be that the body is producing them in times of stress, so maybe the stress is causing those hormones. And we don't know that those hormones, getting rid of them, is helping to reduce stress. So that's kind of what we'll look for in our answer. A, overlooks the possibility that if crying has a tendency to reduce stress, this tendency might arise because of something other than the shedding of tears. Well, it doesn't really matter because we're just saying crying must have the effect of reducing emotional stress. We don't care if it's from another cause. B, confuses a condition that's required for production of a given phenomenon with a condition that would be sufficient. It means bad if then. It's Elsett's way of saying that. And it doesn't seem like there's a bad if then here. Fails to address the possibility that even if one phenomenon causally contributes to the second phenomenon may causally influence the first as well. This is not necessarily an A causing B and B causing A, I don't think. Fails to adequately distinguish between two distinct factors that are jointly responsible for a given phenomenon. I'm not really sure what that's describing. Takes for granted that because certain substances are present when a condition occurs, those substances are a cause of that condition. That's the one we're looking for. That the idea is that because the hormones are present when that occurs, meaning the stress, that therefore those substances are a cause of the stress. And that's what we are assuming here. And that's not a valid assumption. So therefore, answer choice E is our correct one.